This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Off we go into another version, or another week's version of the, not a week W-E-A-K, it's a week W-E-E-K, reviewing what's going on in the world of news talk radio rundown. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, go through the stories and the people with our own unique sort of overview. You have the advantage of people who have been talking about this stuff all week long, listening to other people digest and ingest some of the material. So the charts for the week of April 8th to the 12th from Talkers Magazine, where they do all the research, starts with number one being the aftermath of the Mueller report. This is, what, 3 weeks afterwards? You'd think that things would die down a little bit. Jennifer Horn has a morning radio program. In addition to being on DJV, she is on KRLA in Los Angeles in the mornings with Brian Whitman, and I know that you talk a lot about this sort of thing from the yin and the yang angle. You're yin, he's yang, I think, isn't that?
That's right, yes.
That's how it works, yes. All right, so why is there still discussion after all? What's Trump say? There's no...
He said total exoneration, no collusion, yeah. No obstruction.
No collusion,
and
yes.
He's partially right there in the Mueller report. And see, the reason that it's still a topic is that the Mueller report is probably going to come out next week sometime. We've only seen a summary from the Attorney General's office, so he's condensed 300-plus pages into four. And a lot of Democrats are saying, well, he's covering for the president. We want to make sure that there's no funny business going on here. And they're starting to crucify Attorney General William Barr, who hasn't done anything but act, I think, independently. President Trump said he was totally exonerated in the report. We know that Mueller said there was no evidence of conspiracy or collusion, which would have been the crime. He didn't make a determination on obstruction, but William Barr said since there was no crime, how can there be obstruction if there was no crime to cover up? So that's how he came to that determination. I think what's probably most interesting to everyone is the testimony of Attorney General William Barr this past week. He was scheduled to appear in front of the House and Senate Appropriations Committee. He was there fighting for his money, right? And so he wanted to talk about budget items, but of course the House of Representatives wanted to talk about the Russia investigation. And so during the hearing, the second day of the hearings in front of the Senate, actually, William Barr said that he believed, it was his personal belief, that the Trump campaign was spied on. People are taking issue with that. Republicans are saying, see, we told you. Everybody laughed at Trump in 2017 when he said that his wires were tapped. And Democrats are saying that the Attorney General shouldn't have said that the Trump campaign was spied on. But we learned that William Barr is now...
Why should he not have said that?
I think he should have if he thinks it's true. Yeah. But now we know he has a committee investigating the start of the Mueller investigation, which has a whole lot of Democrats probably feeling pretty nervous today, along with John Brennan and James Clapper and Jim Comey, all probably a little nervous about that investigation.
All right. So let's fast forward a little bit here. The number five item this week, which I think is number two, at least in my wheelhouse, I have my point of view. Jennifer does. Richie does. We all do that do this for a living. But the passion and the focus on Julian Assange, his being arrested, what that means in a subtext to the Mueller report, and, I mean, there are a lot of different I call it the talk tree. There are a lot of different things that come out of his being arrested and all of his work with the WikiLeaks and what Trump said about him when he was running versus what they are saying about him now. But you seem to think, Jennifer, if I've heard you correctly, that you believe that one of the reasons he was grabbed is because he's got some input into how this all got started, the stuff that WikiLeaks may have known, or he may have known. Is that
well?
Is that,
his name was definitely
right?
brought up when Mueller was doing his investigation, and Roger Stone is facing several indictments. The charges are that Roger Stone was trying to talk to Julian Assange, figure out what kind of information he had
on
Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, who was the head of the campaign. And yeah, you're right. It is an interesting pair. Roger Stone denies it. I've talked to Jerome Corsi, who's also involved with this, that he never talked to Julian Assange about anything having to do with WikiLeaks, but the thought is that maybe there was something going on there. And as far as Trump's treatment of this, on the campaign trail, he was very tongue-in-cheek saying, I want more WikiLeaks, because it was helping him. He was there were emails that were released that Trump wasn't asking for, certainly, but Julian Assange had emails that were of interest. He released them, and it was helpful to Trump. And so he said, bring them on, bring them on. Well, now I think the mainstream media is making a big deal about the fact that when Trump was asked earlier in the weekend in his office about WikiLeaks, Trump said, well, I don't know anything. I don't know much about it. Meaning, I think the media is taking it to say that Trump's denying he knows what WikiLeaks is. Well, I actually took it as Trump denying to know much about the case. And I believe that. I think his Department of Justice was working under Obama and now under him to get Julian Assange. They've been working on this since 2012. And in fact, Obama kind of backed off of it after he was really intent on getting Assange. Trump's Department of Justice wants to talk to him. And I do believe that there are some connections and there will be some ramifications that we see come out of this that will have an impact on the ultimate findings of the Mueller investigation.
All right, so while I'm on the talk tree of this and where the branches go beside the Mueller report, Julian Assange, there are a lot of people, I don't know whether you've heard it or not, but I've heard in the last 24 hours some conversation about what the arrest of Julian Assange means to the press. What does it mean for freedom of the press? Because this guy supposedly is in the Fifth Estate, and First Amendment experts are convicted, suggesting that he would be sent to jail because he assisted Chelsea Manning, or what's Bradley Manning he was at the time, in cracking down on a lot of the things, the abuses in the government, especially at the Defense Department. The way it was done, probably not legal, probably not, I don't want to say legit.
Well, definitely not legal. Hacking into a Department of Defense mainframe, definitely not legal.
But I'm certainly glad to know.
Information.
I'm glad to know what I know that I wouldn't have known.
Well,
had it not
here's
been
the gray area, and I can remember, guys, I remember sitting on the DJV show at the time, the Good Day show, with you, Rich, and with you, Doug, and with our old producer, Ken Kessler, and I remember Ken saying, we need whistleblowers, this guy, or no, actually, he was taking him apart, actually. He wanted
he
to put him away,
yeah.
And Rich was kind of like, wait and see, and you and I think, Doug, were also in the middle. I feel like there's gray area here because I think there is a functional and important role for whistleblowers in our country, period, end of story, to open up our eyes to things that are going on. Our government needs to be more transparent. But when you have someone like Julian Assange who is revealing military secrets, who's revealing military locations during a time of war, when he's revealing sources, when he is putting in danger our relationships with our allies, well, then that's a scumbag, and that's somebody who needs to go to prison. So while I think it's some of the stuff that Julian Assange does is fine and his right to do it, there are other things that are clearly not, and he should be punished for it.
The State Department went to him and said, listen, we have sources, informants, who are in those emails you're about to dump. They will die once their identity becomes known.
So is that the reason to punish him? Is that the reason because of the people? I agree with you on that. As far
well,
as the
reason to punish him
is for
stealing information. That's why you punish him.
But why? But how would we know the information that certainly benefits the average person to know what the government
doesn't benefit
how
the
do you
average
that?
Person?
Yeah, it does. I want to know what's
I'd
going on.
I'd go further.
Government.
No one. Yeah, but you know what? The you can broadly report on what's going on with your government without revealing sources
right.
and
why
without
do you need
revealing
to know
locations.
That Bob Smith was the one that turned over Tom Johnson,
that
Tom Johnson was the drug dealer that you're looking for, or the government informant that you're looking for. Why do you need to know that?
And
is that
actually,
really Bob Smith who did that?
Yeah,
Bob Smith.
Sure.
And Rich, I'd actually play off what you said, and the fact that he did have that choice to release those names or not, even though lives were at stake, and he did it anyway. If he caused the death of those people, I think that should be on his hands.
Right.
I don't disagree with that.
Now, on the other side, he released in 2010 the video footage of our troops shooting innocent people in Iraq. And that was really kind of what started him and what started all this. And that's, excuse me, you can make the case that that's something that, that we should know, is that we made a mistake and innocent people were killed and we should fix those mistakes. But when it, and that, you know, I say, okay, you can make the case for that. It's embarrassing.
That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Right. But when you are putting informants who are helping our country and who are helping the world in general get rid of bad people, those are the things that I don't agree with. Those should not be released.
Has Assange ever did an expose on Kim Kardashian? I want to know about that.
You want to know what an interesting parallel between him and Trump, Doug?
What's that?
Is that in the UK, they want him for jumping bail. Okay?
Yes.
And since then,
get a year
Sweden,
on that one. Yeah.
Sweden has dropped the charges,
rape charges
for the rape charges, right? Huh. So there are no charges, yet they still want to talk to him and charge him with jumping bail for something that is not being charged anymore. Trump, at the same time, is being charged for obstruction for charges that weren't ever proven, the collusion thing.
Mm-hmm.
So both of these guys are trying to be
convicted. That's your theory. That's your favorite theory.
It's my favorite theory.
Favorite
they can
theory.
Never prove what they accuse you of, but they can prove but they can accuse you of lying about what you didn't do.
Yeah, lovely.
It's a load.
Jen, thank you. You were a very important cog in the wheel here as we get started on this week's Talk Radio Review. 18 past the hour now. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, so let's see the other one thing here, Richie, that I think is, I don't know whether it's misplaced. I'm looking at the numbers here. Number one is the Mueller report. Number two is the continuing focus on the southern border and what it is that we're doing or not doing with all of these people. My God.
It's so bad. It's horrible.
It's awful.
We used to get where just the single males were coming across and they were working. Now we're getting whole families.
And if you
across.
Bring somebody across, did you know, I didn't realize this until this week, that if you, even if they're not your child, if you have somebody you bring across the border, a child, no matter what his or her relationship to you, that child becomes automatically able to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No, my wife deals with this all the time in the school system where they just they get Social Security, they get Medicare, they get everything.
Yeah. Come on, have it all. Victoria Jones joins us next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Moving ahead now, or moving along, on the Talk Radio Review for the second week of April, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Rich McFadden, and now Victoria Jones, who is with us. The DC Radio Company is her outreach for all things news and talk. She also happens to have been a companion. I was a companion of hers. She was a companion of mine. We and a number of compatriots in the talk radio business went to Ireland last week and had a fabulous time. It wasn't just about a good time. It was what we learned, who we met, what we saw, the experiences that we have communicated back to our various audiences. It was a good trip. Victoria arranged it for us to go. It was a yeoman's job. And so now she has moved into her old stomping grounds in London for a week's worth of work there, and thought we'd have her on to talk about the arrest of Julian Assange, because you're right there. I actually want to spend a minute talking about Brexit to the tone that you are getting. Number six this week on the story list of talkers is the Brexit situation. You want to give us a quick thumbnail sketch of what you're sensing is going on with regard to that, Victoria?
Well, it's difficult to do a thumbnail of Brexit because it's so massive. But basically, once again, there's been another delay, this time until Halloween, which, of course, has caused much hilarity on the news programs with pictures of grinning pumpkins and ghosts and ghouls, some of which are being, the wags among people, as Theresa May, not actually for the first time. But she is still saying that Britain can get out before Halloween if people go along with her plan, which also is a bit of a Halloween joke, because if members of Parliament have been going to go along with her plan, they would have actually done so some time ago. It's been voted down so many times now that, you know, people fall asleep every time it's brought up in Parliament. And you remember one time that the Speaker refused to bring it up. So she's now in talks with the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, cross-party talks, as they're known, which are really pretty stiff kinds of talks because the two people can't stand each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you might think, well, that sort of makes sense that you'd have cross-party talks on something as big as this, that the whole country would come together over it. But no. So it's moving very slowly. One of the things that's causing a bit of consternation is that having such a long delay will just mean that everybody will drag their feet, breathe a huge sigh of relief and say, okay, we've got a long time to do something about it. Let's not do anything. There is some talk among conservatives and conservative watchers that what this breather means is that after Easter, there's going to be a move in the Conservative Party to boot her out and force in a new leader, or that there's going to be a move for a general election altogether.
Well, wasn't that the, you and I talked about this last week with some of our brethren regarding the law, the fact that it's been voted on, it was a referendum, they've got to execute it before they can change it. That seems to be what a lot of, I didn't even look at it that way, and I've said a lot of times on the air, yeah, they're going to change this because it's not in their best interest, but can they really, before they put it into force, can they change it, can they just say we're going to negate the last election? Can they do that?
Well, they can have a general election. In other words, you know, go to the people and say, elect new MPs.
Yes, okay.
They can do that. They can call an election any time in Britain. It's not on a 4-year, you know, rotation like it is here in the U.S. I mean, you know, the prime minister can say, oh, okay, we're calling an election. They have it in a few weeks' time with just a very little campaigning and not too much money, unlike we do in the U.S. So they can do that. And you tend to do it at a time when you think it's most favorable for you and you're most likely to win, which is what Theresa May did a couple of years ago. And it was a big gamble and it didn't pay off. And she lost some power, lost some seats. And it was a big mistake. So, but she may be forced into it this time. In Britain, the Prime Minister is chosen by the members of the party, not by the people. So she can be booted out by her own MPs and a new prime minister chosen by MPs, not by the people.
Yeah. All right. Let's spend a minute talking about Julian Assange and in London what the reaction is to his being arrested.
Well, I think there's a fair amount of relief because people at this point are fairly grossed out by him and think that he's been a bit of a freeloader in the Ecuadorian embassy, and people get pretty sick and tired of protests and trucks and cars outside the embassy all the time and blocking the traffic. That's always a big issue in London, as it is in any big city. There's some discussion of who's going to look after his cat. So there's always discussion about things like that. And the cost, it's cost over £13 million to pay for his security until the time that the security was withdrawn a few years ago. So there's a lot of cost about that. You know, why were we paying for security for this man? It was just a pain in the neck. He was found guilty in magistrates' court yesterday on a bail charge. So he was found guilty of that. And now Sweden has decided to possibly consider renewing its rape case against him. So that's not very good news for Julian Assange.
All right. So there's the update on Assange and Brexit from Victoria, who is in London. Victoria Jones, Executive Director of the D.C. Radio Company here with Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Half past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been spring for more than 3 weeks, but don't tell that to over 200 million residents of the central U.S. suffering under a powerful wintry storm. National Weather Service forecaster Mark Chouinard says good news is the frozen stuff should be ending soon.
We've already had reports, though, of some areas over 20 inches of snow across South Dakota with the system and still getting some, at least a couple more additional inches.
A man was killed in Colorado yesterday when he lost control of his vehicle and slammed head-on into a snowplow. Many roads are still closed in Colorado, the Dakotas, and Minnesota, and there are still many airline delays and cancellations. The Trump administration's new policy on transgender people in the military taking effect today. It orders service members to identify as their biological sex. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon. The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you talk at me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Swinging back into action here on the Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen with the Rich McFadden. Back to the good old days. Ah, things change and yet they don't. What is it, the expression, some things change and they really don't?
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
That's it, right. All right, so let me just go through the list. Richie criticizes me because I sort of jump around here. It depends on the talent, who we've got available to us at a given moment, sometimes as to how I pull all of this stuff apart and put it back together again. But the official list from Talkers Magazine, which you can see published every week at Talkers.com, where they have Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, anything going on with personalities, the stations, whatever it is, it's always reported there. So each week, 52 weeks a year, they prepare this this overview, listening to talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country, tuning in at number 10 this week. Usually in the 10th position is what the main features are of conversation on sports talk radio stations, and certainly the end of the final four And who won? I don't even know who won. Duke was out early. That's the only one I represent. I mean, I recognize
Virginia won.
Virginia won. Yep. Were you surprised?
I'm pleasantly surprised. Yeah. I didn't do a bracket this year.
Bracket?
No. Uh-huh. I just Why? Didn't. I've done it for 15 years and I've never won. I've come close a couple of times. Never won in this year. I was just too tied up with stuff.
So the most interesting story, I think, from the world of sports as being a non-sports person was what went on with the Lakers and Magic Johnson sort of pulling up stakes as an owner. I'm not clear whether he sold his stake or he just doesn't want to have anything to do with the management because the team's so bad. And, then LeBron James' reaction to all of that and the players' reactions to him.
The fact that they're so bad with LeBron James is just, it's amazing. I mean, yeah. And I'm sure they'll pull it together.
Does LeBron James not, do they not get along? Is he not caring about his play? Why is he not performing up to standard?
I think the team as a whole. I mean, LeBron James is a great player, so it's not him. It's just the team as a whole isn't where they need to be. They don't have the team around him that they need.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the Lakers story. The Clippers, the story with them a couple of years ago was that guy that owned them got into all that trouble with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm just getting the two.
Yeah, Magic just says, I want a simpler life.
Shade, okay. Number nine. This, to me, if Julian Assange, in my mind, this is how I think, and everybody thinks differently, that's what makes this such a fabulous way of finding out what's going on or talking about what's going on. In my estimation, the number one story of the week is the Julian Assange thing. The number two is the discovery or the photographing of this black hole and understanding the young woman, 29-year-old woman, who was basically an expert in algorithms. She took, Rich, I don't know if you heard the story or not, she took the information. They were having a hard time at the this project's headquarters, I think they're at Harvard or someplace here in Massachusetts. She's an MIT graduate, and she didn't know anything about space, which was really kind of interesting. But she knew that when she looked at, she was brought in, And they're trying to figure out how do we get these images together. I mean, the numbers are so astronomical, you can't begin to imagine what we're talking about in terms of numbers. Distance away from the Earth, the whole history of black holes and what happens to them.
Or what a black hole even is.
Is, right. The black hole, if for those of the unwashed, the simplest explanation is it's a vacuum. It's the presence of nothing.
Right.
It's nothing.
Right.
It's, can you even imagine? What is nothing? You can't imagine.
Right.
What
I still
is nothing
can't wrap my
something.
Head around that.
You can't. Okay, so wrap your head around this one. If you look at the picture that she has been able to congregate, there's a yellow ring around the black hole. Now, remember, the black hole sucks everything into it that is of substance. The gases and all, I mean, just sucks everything and disappears. So around the ring around the black hole is 6.5 billion, made up of 6.5 billion stars the size of our sun. And
wow.
They are suns. They have been from destroyed galaxies and destroyed pieces of the universe, destroyed solar systems.
And they're about to get sucked into the black hole and turn into nothing.
Right. But there are 6.5 billion of them in this remote corner of the universe that we really have not seen before. And we still haven't really seen it. It's just that she put the information together so they come up with a graphic of what it was. And I can't remember this young woman's name. I'll have to dig for it for a moment. But at any rate, the point is that we have the fantastic end of science, the end of science, not the end of science, but thanks to science, we've ended up with this information, which, if for no other reason, it gives us cause to think about two things: our own mortality and the size of us, what we bring to the table in the enormity of the universe. And, you know, what happens? I remember
Kate Bowman is the new
Bowman, that's it. Yeah, Kate Bowman, yeah. So I remember once when I was actually in junior high school, I think it was junior, maybe high school, science. The discussion came about of the sun, and the teacher said, you know, the sun has only used up 7 or 8% of its energy. There's still 90, 92% of the energy left. And then when the energy's gone in our sun, when all of the heat and all the gases and everything's been burned, the sun will expand and explode and take with it all the planets in the universe, in our solar system. And I remember going home that night and being really worried. Well, what's going to happen?
Yeah, this could happen next month.
I mean, it's laughable, kind of. But okay, what's going to happen to us if we've been in existence for almost 5 billion years? The sun's already has only used about 7, 8, 9% of its energy. So we multiply 90 times of 5, and that's a 450. So we got another 450 billion years before the Earth gets sucked up by the sun, but we're still...
It doesn't matter. If you listen to Al Gore, the Earth's not going to survive that long anyway, so no big deal.
Apparently not. Right. Speaking of that, number 8 this week is the weather and climate change. The weather in the Midwest, horrible. Snowstorm like you wouldn't believe at this time of year. And so with that comes another experience. For those of you who are... veterans of traveling up Interstate 15 or Interstate 25 through Denver and Wyoming and up into Montana, all the areas, western Nebraska, these areas that have been hit by the snow. You know that once you get out of the big cities, I remember because it happened to me once when I was doing a radio route. Richie, you remember this. Mm-hmm. I was driving north on 15 visiting stations, and there was a huge snowstorm. And what they do when you get into the mountains, they have these huge barricades, and they just shut the road off. So you'll get there's a light warning that says road closed in a mile, get off at the next exit. So, you know, and when you drive up the road, you can see in good weather where they have these gates. They just close the interstates down. So I remember getting off at this place in the middle of nowhere and going to a motel in a little dinky restaurant. And there were no rooms in the hotel. I spent the night in the car. You must remember this. Mm-hmm. I tried to do the program the next day from the car.
Yep.
But I got something to eat, and then I slept in the car. And that's what people are confronted with these huge storms that are coming in. And they're always worse around the change of seasons, the equinox. It's disturbances in the atmosphere. And so people say, oh, climate change, come on. I've seen these storms for years and years. But I will tell you, when I was in Ireland last week, I can't remember experiencing wind, rain, and cold like I did.
That's
there.
The
I know it
ever.
Has happened. Oh, my God, it was freezing, and the wind blowing you around, it just was miserable. And so, anyway, we're in the east here. You got, what, 70 degrees in Washington today?
That's beautiful out this week. Yep.
Yeah. We've got rain in the forecast for New England, but I'm going to Florida for the weekend, and it'll be nice and warm down there. So, well, listen. It's all relative. Don't worry about it, because, as we just suggested, it all kind of shakes out in time. Speaking of time, it's 44 after the hour as we continue to go through. I promise I'll at least get through the list in a few moments. If you lack energy to tackle everyday tasks in your life, let's say, gentlemen, you're struggling to get back into the shape that you were, like, fighting weight, right, when you were, like, Richie's age.
Yep.
Or even
younger
than that. Yep. So, and then there are a lot of people that don't have the same performance quotient that they used to. So all of these things together can be helped by using a product called NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X. You'll feel better. It'll jazz you up. Manner of speaking, focus at work will be better. Working out in the gym will be better. Making love will be better. All of that stuff. Because of the level of testosterone that you have in your system and what NuGenix adds to it, that's why you will have better energy, performance, whoopee! NuGenix will maximize your energy and increase lean muscle mass with exercise when you take this. Boost your libido as well. So let's get your all around wellness quotient really restored and up. And the way to do that is to text FORCE. F-O-R-C-E to 321-321. You got a free jar of NuGenix. If you text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle. send it to you, get it on its way, so you can become more confident, better, in shape, and all the way around you'll have a happier, a healthier, better life. Text FORCE for a free bottle of Nugenix. FORCE to 321-321. Again, very simple. Text FORCE to 321-321.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Pancreatic cancer is the most lethal cancer in the human body, with overall 5-year survival rates at just about 7%. There are no telltale signs for pancreatic cancer, and according to Dr. Santhi Swarup Vege, symptoms like weight loss, abdominal pain, jaundice, and appetite loss are nonspecific.
Usually these people will have indigestion, acid reflux, before finally somebody thinks of doing a CT scan, and by that time it's already late.
Dr. Vege says treatments can be any combination of surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and endoscopic procedures.
If it is localized to the pancreas, and if it is not involving the major structures, then the best treatment, of course, is resection.
While a standard screening test doesn't exist, Mayo Clinic researchers are diligently working to create early screening opportunities. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I'm getting benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I think, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right. So let's get the review here from number 8, the climate change thing. Number 7 this week on the countdown, Louisiana church fires and what you know about this subhuman being.
Yeah, what a dirtbag.
My God, look at him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What do you do with that guy?
See the movie, by the way, that's out this week, Richie, with Taraji P. Henson, Sam Rockwell. It's called The Best of Enemies. It's a very good real story about the KKK in the 70s in Raleigh-Durham. It's amazing. I mean, even that is that recently, what was going on there. Number 4, the college admission scandal. I'm daft at this. This Lori, what's
Lori
her
Loughlin?
Face? Yeah. My God, what is she's either that or her husband is such an arrogant SOB.
Yeah, no,
that they thought. Yeah, you know, they just are so clueless.
So
about this
front page of the Washington Examiner this morning.
Yeah.
2 decades before college admissions scandal, the Clintons tried to game the systems for Chelsea's boyfriend.
Really?
Apparently,
the one that she married, or was she a boyfriend at the time?
A boyfriend at the time. Apparently, they tried to pressure a college to taking her boyfriend in, the college, Stanford, and the college fought back, and then the Clintons tried to exact revenge on them, and this is all coming out due to somebody who was a foreign policy advisor to Barack Obama. Who
really?
Had knowledge of it, yeah.
Huh.
So this thing's gonna do nothing but grow.
Yeah.
This whole
lovely. Let's hear it for situation. Ethics. Teaching your children ethics and morals. And this is a sewer.
Yeah.
What a cesspool.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, number 3 this week, trying to get a hold of Trump's returns. Good dog. Trump's tax returns and the presidential politics for 2020. That's it. Our review, overview, if you will, 10 before the hour.
Anyone.
square, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
What is that?
Remember, they used to say in Technicolor.
Yes. All the Disney themes from the various movies and television properties. None of you remember a fella named Dennis Day. Is it Dennis Day? Dennis? Yeah, I think it was Dennis Day. He was a musketeer. Died this past week. He looked like he had a lot of trouble in his life, as was the case with a lot of the musketeers. The only one who really made it big was Annette Funicello, although that's not really. Frankie Avalon came out of that, and I think there were a couple of others that are still kind of around. But anyway, Disney getting so huge, they bought all the Fox assets.
Yeah.
So pretty much, I sat the other day, I've seen a couple of movies this week. They were both good for different reasons. I saw Dumbo, which is a Disney Tim Burton production.
Yeah.
It is. Bring the kids to see it. It's really very, it's quite good. It's a sweet movie. And I went to see the movie you and I were talking about off the air, or maybe we talked about it on the air, The Best of Enemies. Taraji P. Henson is really coming into her own. Sam Rockwell has been in his own, and is, even though he's just kind of surfaced in the last 3 or 4 years as someone to reckon with, he's been around for a long time, and he is very good. It's if Anne Heche is in the movie, Bruce McGill, a lot of characters that you see all the time. It's a good story, a true story, and something that you might want to take in this weekend. Hellboy is being released. Why?
I know you'll be first in line to see that one.
Oh, my God. Trucker's not here today to save me from myself when it comes to this stuff. Hell, why would you? Wasn't, what was that guy, Perlman, who was the first?
Yeah.
Was it Hellboy or was it called something else when he was in it?
No, I think it was Hellboy.
It was Hellboy. All right. Then Shazam is around. That's supposed to be actually not bad.
It's light and fun. It's not deep and dark. It's just kind of silly, light and fun, and they say it's a fun watch.
Then there's a movie called Little that's out today, a story about a woman who diminishes in size, and it's kind of a silly story, but not anything bad, something you could go and enjoy. See, that's the thing. There's so many of these good movies that are around. I will tell you, though, sitting in the theater the other night watching all the previews, I can't believe how many animated movies there are. And it's the same old stuff over and over and over. But then you could say that about, you know, look at the Avengers and all of the Transformers. It's the same thing over and over and over again.
You go to a movie and you go, that was different.
Yeah. Well, that's why I talked as I did about the best of enemies and things like the Green Book and really good stuff that's around that are great stories that are off, you know, the beaten path. Do I like to go see an action flick every once in a while? Yes, I do. I don't like a lot of blood and guts. I never did see Magnificent Seven because it was way too violent. But, you know, there are movies around that you can see. There's a balance, but obviously not all of them are for you and me, Richie. That's for sure. Yeah. And then I guess it depends on individual taste as much as anything else. All right, a couple of more items right after this here on the DJV program. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Amy Poehler is going to direct a new film called Wine Country that looks kind of fabulous, Richie. You probably like that.
Fabulous. Like her,
generally speaking. Fabulous! So, in terms of the overall weekend, you got Captain Marvel still around. Looks like that'll be good. But I don't know. You said your daughter wanted to see Pet Sematary. I wouldn't bring my daughter to see
Pet. I didn't say I was going to take her to see it. I said she was like, that looked cool. I want to see
those
it.
These, again, the horrible, you know, among the good things, you know, is you pick and choose. They're making more movies. Pet Sematary and Us. I can't imagine why anybody would want to see that stuff. It's just murder and horror. And
it's animals coming back to life. You would love that.
Oh, of course.
And haunting people.
Cow comes back to life. That'd be all right.
Yeah.
59 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Evil cow.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.